It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He is puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Danielle? And welcome.
I'm great. It's always a great day when I'm hosting Weekend Edition. All right. So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, using only the letters of faces north, repeating them as often as you wish, you can spell a familiar expression in 7 words. And the lengths are 4336335. I asked, what expression is it? And the answer is, can't see the forest for the trees.
Wow. There were more than 800 correct entries this week, and our winner is Nori Aquino of Sacramento, California. Hey there, Nori.
Hi.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, you know, I had a bit of trouble with this. I started out just writing out as many words as I could come up with using the letters. The F kind of stood out to me as a little bit of an uncommon one. Mm-hmm. And then forest came out at me, and then I kind of got the joke.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been listening since the pandemic, so about 6 years, submitting probably 4 or 5 years.
Presumably you do other things. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a single mom of one. I do a lot of crafting. I knit, I crochet, I sew, I do cosplay, I cook, I bake sourdough, I play lots of board games, and I love puzzles and trivia.
That is a full life. All right.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Sounds like fun. Are you ready to play, Nori?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Nori and Danielle, I'm going to give you some sentences. Each sentence has 2 blanks. The word that goes in the first blank has an O somewhere in it. Double the O and you'll get a new word to complete the sentence. For example, in the college lecture hall, the math blank explained a difficult blank. You would say the math prof explained a difficult proof.
Ooh, okay.
Here you go. Number 1. Roadrunner opened a blank of Acme products in the Looney Tunes blank. What did Looney Tunes make?
Carton and cartoon.
You got it. Number 2, for his next blockbuster set in Africa, will director James Blank film in blank?
Cameron and Cameroon.
Good job. While on vacation in the West, we saw a flock of birds blank over the blank dam.
Hover and Hoover.
Good.
You got it. Having a stubbed toe was sort of a blank excuse for playing blank from school.
Is it hokey and hooky?
Indeed. Good one. In a Wild West movie set, a nail blank is an unlikely business next to a blank.
Salon and saloon?
Good job. Among the blank of workers at the poultry farm, one man had to see that every blank was well cared for.
Could you say it again?
Yeah. Among the blank of workers at the poultry farm, one man had to see that every blank was well cared for. Well, what kind of chicken would be on a poultry farm with a double O?
Roster and rooster?
Good job. The chef will blank the steak in gravy to give it a blank texture. That's a tough one. The first one is to put a lot of gravy on. So the chef will blank the steak in gravy to give it a blank texture.
Smother and smoother.
Good one. The Russian novelist Nikolai Blank has become so popular, he gets almost a blank hits on the internet.
Ooh, I'm not sure about this one.
That's a hard one, Will.
You can get this. What's a really high number with a double O?
I'm blanking.
It's a homophone of an internet search engine.
Oh, Google.
You got it. Nikolai Gogol gets almost a Google hit. And here's your last one. The losing candidate for mayor of blank Delaware is calling for a blank.
Dover and do-over?
Good job.
Well, those were tricky. Wow. Nori, you did great. How do you feel?
You know, I can understand now why everyone says relieved at the end of these.
So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Nori, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, California.
That is Nori Aquino of Sacramento, California. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from James Ellison of Jefferson City, Missouri. Think of a famous movie villain. Insert one letter to get the brand name of a household product. Then change one letter of the product to get the last name of another famous movie villain. Who are the characters and what is the product? So again, a famous movie villain. Insert a letter to get a brand name of a household product, and then change one letter of that product to get the last name of another famous movie villain. Who are the characters and what's the product?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, that's important, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Danielle.